Letters and Manuscripts, Volume 5, 1887 to 1888. White, Mary, Copenhagen, Denmark, June 3, 1887. Previously unpublished. Dear Mary, I will write you a few lines, although I am not in the writing business anymore. I went out to 6 o'clock meeting after sweating profusely all night. I have been very weak all day in consequence. Within 1 hour I have felt a little better, and this is the reason I pen you a few lines. I tell you, my traveling would come to an end suddenly if I should feel as I have done since I left Basel. There has not been one day that I have not been sick at my stomach. Today was invited to Brother Olson's, but felt bad, and they felt bad because I could scarcely taste of food. We had a very pleasant journey here. It was the best of weather, and we had compartment for ladies with cabinet attached, so it was convenient for us to be mostly by ourselves and then not be annoyed with constant anxiety. I am thankful that we had it so, for I was not prepared to have it otherwise. I received Sarah's letter today, stating that Mary was improving and has ridden out. Oh, I am so thankful for Mary, and hope she will give her whole attention to getting well. Sister Edwin Olson has a 9-pound boy, and she was up and about in 1 week, the very worst imprudence. I gave her a real lecture today upon the matter, and hope it will do them some good, and that they will not be so unwise as to make her a lifelong invalid. We have been nowhere to see anything. I have been too feeble to be left alone, and too feeble to make any extra exertion. I am just going to take things easy, for I cannot do otherwise. We had a goodly number of intelligent-looking people out in the early morning meeting. Madison came Thursday. He has been very feeble for weeks, but says he feels better since coming to Copenhagen. He interpreted me while sitting down this morning. We expect to leave here on the boat Monday morning for Christiania. I shall expect my letters at Christiania after this time. I only write now to let you know that I am no worse, and yet I cannot say I am much improved. My head is tired and weak and confused. Yet they say when I stand up to talk, no one would suppose I was sick, because I talk as clear and earnest as ever. Sister Ings is of good courage, ready to do anything for me that she can. We would have taken a bath if I had felt able to go to the bathhouse. Poor little Mabel. She has the sincere sympathy of her grandmother, and Mary has not only my sympathy, but my prayers for herself and her baby, because the mother always feels it a privilege to care for her own dear baby. I must say good night. My head tells me to stop. I will do so. Note by J.L.I. Sister Ings, on the back. Mother says she would like a sample of Marian's and also of Mary's cloak sent to Christiania. We have a very comfortable room and good board. Mother says, tell Sarah that our room is in the same block where they were last year, only our windows face the other street, where the trees are. Hope that Mary will be able to report improvement from time to time. We have found crackers that Mother likes very much. Love to all. J.L.I.